right, it is that time. It's Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and our friend Rick Limpert getting set to join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. If you've been under a rock somewhere for the last 3.5 years and you don't know what Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert is all about, well, Rick is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. He covers sports technology both nationally and locally. You can find his daily tech column for Examiner.com. Also featured locally and weekly here on CBS Atlanta, as well as a featured writer for Everything Georgia. Check out Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, everything that we talk about over the course of the next 10 minutes or so, you can find on Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. Rick, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, good, Mitch. How are you? Great engagement from your listeners last week on the sports ads. That was pretty good, and they seemed to enjoy that.
Hey, I want you to know that I got a text message yesterday from our own John Michaels, who was telling me how much he loves Tunity and that he was actually using it at the gym while he was texting me.
Yeah, the app is a winner. I mean, it's something people have been looking for a long time, and it's a simple premise, but to make it work and to make it work right, it's amazing.
All right, let's get to the matters at hand, and we're going to talk about Amazon, and more particularly Amazon Prime. Now, if people shop Amazon.com, and I don't really, I know Randy has a little bit. She'll shop on Amazon, and apparently, if you do shop on Amazon.com, you, I guess, get hit over the head with emails and messages to join Amazon Prime. So first of all, just enlighten me as to what Amazon Prime is, Rick.
Yeah, it's a subscription service. Now, there's a lot of people I know that don't buy anything until they check Amazon first. And these people are more than likely Amazon Prime subscribers. So you pay $99 for a year, a 12-month period, and then you get certain things, benefits on that, which the main one is free 2-day shipping on anything you buy. So that's reason enough for a lot of people to get it. But there's some other reasons as well. We're going to talk about those tonight. Amazon Prime is wildly popular with shoppers.
Okay, so before we get to those, I mean, just for off the surface, knowing what you know, is it worth it to pay $99 per year so you join Amazon Prime?
If you buy more than a handful of items, or around 5 items off of Amazon during a 12-month period, I would say Amazon Prime is worth it based on the 2-day shipping, the better treatment people seem to get from Amazon, and the other reasons we're going to talk about. So,
a lot of people
are buying 5 things on Amazon a month, so this is a no-brainer for them.
Wireless Wednesday here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with our buddy Rick Limpert on the WaitForIt.com hotlines. All right, so you talk about free 2-day shipping, and look, I mean, free is free. There's no way to get much better than free, and I guess in this regards too, talking about some orders that you might, go online and buy something, you've got to pay shipping or you get it free as far as if you make a minimum purchase. This is free, period, for 2 days.
Yeah, it's free. And ordinarily on Amazon, you'd have to spend $35 to get free shipping. Now, if anyone's been to the post office so far in 2016, you'll know they've raised the rates. So 2-day shipping is not cheap, and to get 2-day shipping right to your door, this is a great thing. So as the postal rates go up, Amazon Prime has not raised their rates. So good thing there.
All right, they also guarantee delivery. So when you're talking about guaranteed delivery, what happens if something actually doesn't get there on time? What do they do for that?
Yeah, the guaranteed delivery in this case would be if you don't get your order in the 2 days, there's a postal office or an Amazon mess up somewhere along the line. Amazon will automatically add an extra month of Amazon Prime onto your account, your Amazon.com account for free. So you get a free month if they don't live up to the 2-day shipping.
Now there's a catch though, right? There's always the fine print to that.
Yeah, like anything else, to get something, when they mess up, just ask for it. Go through Amazon, the proper channel, tell them you didn't get it on time. They may know about it, so you shouldn't have any problem. Just ask for the guarantee, and they'll add another month on your subscription.
Now, also, if you become a member of Amazon Prime and pay the $99 for the yearly membership, there are instances where you can get same-day delivery. How do they do that?
Yeah, they're doing same-day delivery through contractors or Amazon people. So in certain cities, there's 21 now, major cities. Atlanta is one of them, as well as other big cities up the East Coast and then out west. You can, with Amazon Prime, you can get some of the items delivered the same day, many as in 2 hours. You catch it, wow. You have to order by noon. This isn't free, but if you do need an item quickly in these certain cities, certain items, you can get them within a couple hours.
We're talking about Amazon Prime with Rick Limpert here on Wireless Wednesday and the experience on 92.9 The Game. If you shop Amazon.com, as opposed to someone like me who does, but again, the wife does sometimes, so she's probably more familiar with this stuff than I am. But Amazon Prime, you get a charge for $99 a year, but you get a lot of benefits for that. We've talked about free 2-day shipping, guaranteed delivery, same day delivery in some cities. Atlanta is one of those cities. Then what about, this is probably something that's more in my area, Rick, which would be streaming music or movies or TV shows. How does Amazon Prime and having a membership for $99 a year help you in this area?
This is another great secondary benefit of Amazon Prime. You get access to millions of songs, thousands of movies, television programs that are on the Amazon Prime original programming list. So this is all you can eat, unlimited consumption of that. You get the entertainment and the games as well, so delivered to you for free, and this is a big benefit for a lot of people, especially the cord cutters when it comes to television.
And when you talk about that, I think I may have some sort of Amazon app on my smartphone. Would that be applicable to that if you're paying the $99 fee for Amazon Prime? I would be able to get it on my smartphone?
Yep, that's where you would be able to get this content through. So, yeah, have the Amazon app on your phone or device, and with your Amazon Prime, once you log in and get that set up, you'll be able to get the stuff for free.
All right, something also that involves you, because I know you do a lot in regards to Kindle, free Kindle ebooks.
Yep, that's another benefit. Prime gives you access to about 500,000 ebooks that have been published on Amazon or through other publishers. You get one book a month you can get for free. So the authors may not like this as much. I'm an Amazon author. What happens is this money's all thrown into a pool, and then it's divvied up between all the authors that have books that are downloaded through the Amazon Prime. So we do get paid something on it. Maybe not the full amount we would get, but it's offering our books and our writings to more and more people. So it's good to get the word out.
Right, and as Rick said, he's there. He's got the golf travel book, the Fam Trip Field Guide, which goes through Rick's travels, and it's available on Amazon in the Kindle store, or also in print at thebookpatch.com.
Correct.
All right, before we get to the app of the week, Rick, there are other benefits that are included if you get on Amazon Prime. Tick them off for us.
Yeah, not to forget about these, but with Amazon Prime, you get certain Prime-only coupons on certain things that are for sale on Amazon. And the ability then to share your Prime membership with other people that are living in your same household is another thing that's key. So really, you only need one Amazon Prime membership per household. So that's something really good for people to know.
All right, let's get to it. It's the app of the week. What do you got for us this time around, Rick?
Yeah, this is pretty... This is actually an app released by Microsoft. And it's powered by Microsoft's Project Oxford, which is kind of a learning tool, a learning platform that Microsoft has developed. So the app is called Mimicker. It's a new alarm clock app. It's available for Android right now, and it helps people wake up. And the way it does that is the alarm goes off, and then it makes you do a set of fun, interactive games, say something to recognize that you have heard the alarm, and then the alarm will go off. So if you don't do that, it's impossible to sleep, I guess, with that alarm going off. So, but this really does wake you up, because it makes you do a task before the alarm will go off. So if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know how else to help you.
Right, as opposed to just hitting the snooze button or something like that. Here you actually have to do something to stay coherent for then the alarm to shut off.
I don't know if this would work after, you know, a night out, a cat on a Saturday night, you had to get up early Sunday morning for church or something, but this is free right now in the Google Play Store, and it's pretty unique. So Microsoft, they're going to get some other things planned with this Project Oxford platform as well.